So this would be Drysdale Vignette, Ground Covers 3 in 3, 2, 1. I've talked about replacing lawns with other ground covers or plantings. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. I'll tell you about the plants that I used in Toronto after this. 3, 2, 1. There are almost as many different types of plantings to consider in lieu of a front lawn as your imagination permits. I strongly believe a planting in front of a home should be predominantly evergreens. That's because virtually 6 months of every year, deciduous plants will be without leaves, and perennials will not be seen basically at all. I also believe a front landscape planting should be varied in as many ways as possible. For example, there are now many foliage color variations available in evergreens, such as junipers, false cypress, arborvitae, hemlock, and even in Japanese yews. These colors vary from the bright yellow in the case of sun-kissed cedar to the brilliant blue of the boulevard false cypress. The other varying factor with evergreens is texture. Visit a garden center with a good selection of evergreens to appreciate the vastly different textures of such plants as the thread-leaf false cypress, many varying junipers, distinctive Japanese yews, and the dwarf pines and spruces. One of the prime considerations as to what you plant will be the amount of sun exposure. If it's almost total shade, basically you'll be limited to Japanese yews, boxwoods, some cedars, a few junipers, mugo pine, and euonymus. If your new planting will receive at least 4 hours of sunshine daily, you'll have an almost unlimited choice. And, with a landscape planting of this type, maintenance time compared to that for your previous lawn will be next to nothing. I'm Art Drysdale.